You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
February 2022, and the latest word regarding Ukraine, Russia, U.S. U.S. continues to claim that Russia is going to fabricate an incursion by Ukraine against Russia, giving it an excuse to move forward, and that might even hire crisis actors and use bodies to show that they were killed by Ukraine troops. Or attacks upon Russians. The Russian response is pretty much saying that's all fake news. But the White House is still peddling that line. In the meantime, the Secretary General is estimating that the Russian troop numbers in Belarus likely to climb to 30,000 with the backing of special forces. That's to the northern part of Ukraine, closer to the capital of Ukraine. Not just on the eastern border, but now looking at the northern border. And again, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby adding, we still believe Russia would produce a very graphic propaganda video as a pretext for launching an invasion. The NATO Secretary General is also acknowledging there is significant movement of Russian troops going on, and there's an abandoned Ukrainian city now being used for tactical exercises by Ukrainian soldiers. Back on the home front, and it also, of course, has to do with the world front, but for you and your special interest, prices at the pump hitting a seven-year high, oil topping the $92 per barrel level. Oil demand now at record highs in the U.S., but domestic oil producers are having trouble catching up because they got canceled by the Biden administration. Shutting down oil leases, closing up the Keystone Pipeline. One of the first things Biden did, take a pen in hand that day and cancel the Keystone Pipeline. Then drilling moratoriums. But the new job numbers are out, and the Labor Department says payrolls in January rose by 467,000. Dramatic increase. That's good. And, of course, Biden says, I take responsibility for that. Give me the credit. And we're doing it in the midst of a pandemic. We're doing it because in the beginning of the pandemic, the order was lockdown, stay home. Johns Hopkins University issuing a study yesterday saying that the lockdowns served little to any value of saving lives. And they should be abandoned going forward. They should be abandoned going forward. So people are beginning to get out and move. Businesses are opening up, restarting if they can. And yet there's still help wanted signs everywhere. And panhandlers still walking the streets looking for nickels and dimes rather than actually go take a J-O-B. COVID cases and hospitalizations down in the U.S., deaths starting to plateau. All states are showing that, except for one, that would be Alabama. In the meantime, Austria becoming the first country in Europe to introduce a national COVID-19 vaccine mandate. A COVID-19 vaccine mandate in Austria. While other countries are dropping all restrictions and trying to move on with life. Austria wants to be locked down again. The Republican National Committee moving forward with a resolution to censure Congresswoman Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming, and Adam Kinzinger, Republican, Illinois, for their conduct regarding the January 6th committee because they're not doing anything that's unbiased. They're doing it simply because they're anti-Trump. We got a drug dealer who sold one of the actors in the movie, or rather the TV series, The Wire, fentanyl-laced heroin that led to his death last year. Turns out he was a repeat offender, had just been released from custody under New York's bail reform law. There you go again. Crime and punishment. Commit the crime, you don't have to pay the time anymore. In the meantime, a congresswoman from Connecticut, Jana Hayes, Democrat, used campaign money, to pay her family members to do special duties. What were they doing? She paid her two children more than $36,000 to keep a collection and manage personal passwords. Hey, I'll do that for 20. For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, I want to emphasize that a lot of people on the left that have said that if it's not prohibited on the First Amendment, it's not a free speech issue. That's not true. I mean, the First Amendment is not the exclusive domain of free speech. What they are doing is shutting down free speech.
Shutting down free speech. Those are the words of Jonathan Turley, a law professor, also a Fox News contributor. He's talking about the battle over Spotify or other big tech that suddenly decide to shut something down because they disagree with it, or other artists say it should be shut down and they bow to them. And yet they're still trying to claim that we're not messing with the First Amendment, because the First Amendment doesn't have anything to do with corporations. It's just individuals. They obviously don't understand the base of the entire part of the Constitution of the First Amendment. I correct that. They know. They know exactly what they're doing. They're not that dumb. I would like to think they are, but they're not. And all of this, of course, in part beginning with the battle over pressure by musician Neil Young because he did not like Joe Rogan's podcast being on Spotify, because Joe Rogan was at the time putting out information that others were claiming were disinformation about COVID, and having guests on that were saying things that were considered, quote, disinformation about COVID, the very thing that YouTube and Facebook had worked together also with the White House. In fact, even sending notes to the White House, let us know if we need to flag something and remove it, and or at least notify the reader that you should go to this site for true information about COVID. And all of that's upside down now. But here was musician Neil Young when he decided, look, you're playing our music on Spotify. I want all my music pulled off there as long as Joe Rogan is going to be on. And the idea was just try to put pressure upon Spotify. Again, to Jonathan Turley, He said that's simply an effort to control speech.
Think about this. Artists against free speech. It's like athletes against fitness. It's right. It goes against the very notion of people who are engaged in a creative enterprise. But there's a reason why you see this pylon against Joe Rogan, in that he's the one that got away. He's the one that the canceling campaign did not cancel. And the result has been even the White House has called on Spotify to do more.
Right.
And various artists are lining up. So why is it so intolerable? And the answer is that you can't control speech if there's any alternative.
If there's any alternative. And did you hear that slip in that he said, though, even the White House has been joining with those complaining about Rogan, Joe Rogan being on Spotify? Joe Rogan has something like 11 million on his podcast. He really doesn't need Spotify. They need him more. But beyond that, it's a highly successful podcast. He probably has more listeners than CNN has total viewership lately, as it continues to blow up from the inside. And there's a great plot of a story that happened in a meeting yesterday I'll share with you a little bit later as we move forward through this hour. I'll also take a moment to remind you that we are live streaming at Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. Now, to get to it, simply type in Larry Connors USA, all one word. Make it all one word, Larry Connors USA, then add YouTube channel. That'll take you right to it. It'll open up, push the live, and here we are, watching TV again while we're doing radio. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. You see how I'm dressed today. I like this tuxedo. I think this tuxedo is probably one of my finer-looking ones. Normally, I wouldn't wear it, but it's a Friday. You think I'm kidding? You check it out. Larry Connors USA YouTube, Facebook. But the push to get Joe Rogan off Spotify, as I said, started with musician Neil Young. Neil Young has a history that says he's taken the wrong side of this, quote, free speech issue. I guess that's why they don't want to consider this as a violation of free speech or First Amendment. Neil Young had often spoken out on political issues anyway himself. And, in fact, he participated in a 2006 Freedom of Speech tour that traveled the country, 2006. Protesting the then involvement of U.S. soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. Protesting that. A freedom of speech tour. He said, I was a nervous wreck by the end of that tour. I never want to do another tour like that in my life. I mean, that was so different than any I'd ever done. Those were the remarks he told Rolling Stone in an interview in 2008. He said, just getting up in front of a lot of people can make you nervous, but when you know that some of them are already going to be angry at what you're saying, and you're in a crowd, that's a volatile situation. People have been drinking, whatever. You know, it makes you nervous. It's just that critical time in history when things were turning. Things were changing. Those who feel the way we do had some hope. Those who don't feel the way we do were angry the change had happened. And those people got a voice. They were a reason for feeling the way they do. They strongly believe their convictions. They believe in the military. They believe that we're doing the right thing for the world. They have every reason to be respected for their beliefs. He's willing to give them that. But at the time in the 2006 Freedom of Speech tour was, we have a right to stand up here and say the war is wrong, much like we did during Vietnam, where a lot of these liberal singers originated anyway. But then he turns right around, and because Joe Rogan had these special guests and information coming out about COVID, Neil Young is claiming he's killing people. His information is killing people, and convinced Spotify or said, you've got to remove him or yank all of my music. And other entertainers started lining up as well. Now, once the domino starts, well, then it continues to escalate. Jonathan Turley, again, law professor, talking about how the left then can justify what it's doing.
The left has come on to a winning strategy. They were the targets of censorship during the McCarthy period, but they've discovered that if they use corporations to control speech, it falls outside the First Amendment. But it's not true that what they're doing is not a free speech attack. It is. They're trying to stop people from speaking on these right. platforms. And they're being much more successful than McCarthy ever did. McCarthy, you know, if the extent of what they're success would make McCarthy blush today.
Jonathan Turley, college professor, law professor. And, of course, McCarthy was known for rooting out the Reds in Hollywood and elsewhere and calling everyone that disagreed with him or dared disagree with him a commie. The blacklist created so people couldn't be hired. They were fired from jobs, couldn't get jobs back during that time. We didn't have the internet and other sources. There were no other options at that time. Just as Turley was saying earlier, you can't really censor it if you can't control all of the options that are available for people, and Spotify being one of them. Jon Stewart has come out, and he said this controversy surrounding Joe Rogan is all an overreaction. And Stewart's defending him in his latest podcast. He said that, unlike some right-wing television host, he didn't name them, but I can imagine he's talking about Hannity to begin with, Rogan is not an ideologue in any way and is open to being corrected when he's wrong. That's what Jon Stewart is saying. He said, there's no question that there's egregious information. Let me read this exactly. I almost misstated it. This is Jon Stewart saying, there's no question that there is egregious misinformation that's purposeful and hateful, and that being moderated is a credit to the platforms that run them. But this overreaction to Rogan, I think, is a mistake. He also said the outcry over COVID-19 misinformation on Rogan's podcast was overblown rhetoric. Rogan was being called out because of things today that are accepted as fact. Once again, the words of Jonathan Turley, law professor.
What's really amazing is they're hitting him because he was allowing dissenting voices on the virus and the treatment. Many of the things that people were tagged or canceled for just last year are now being embraced as plausible, reasonable, even clearly true. Things like that cloth masks are not effective barriers against the virus, that people can still pass the virus if they're vaccinated, the origins of lab theory. All those things are now being discussed in the mainstream media when just last year you were a pariah if you even mentioned them.
Yeah. And yet, despite everything you heard Jonathan Turley say, there's still censorship and lockdown on information about COVID if it doesn't fit the narrative that the state-controlled media, the White House, Dr. Fake, CDC, and the rest have all kind of put together. And it's not just my opinion. I told you about it yesterday. Let's go to the source, Johns Hopkins University. Now, do you think Johns Hopkins University would be radical, conspiratorial? Could be. Do you have any proof? I doubt it. And what did they put out yesterday? Again, the lockdowns that occurred in the spring of 2020 only reduced COVID mortality by 0.2%. 0.2%. With all these lockdowns, all the jobs that were lost are the people fearful to go to work. That's why the economy went upside down. And then, of course, adding to it, the government was willing to send out money to help take people because they couldn't go out and earn money. In the beginning, for some, that was a good idea. They needed it, and that was fine. But then, of course, the Democrats will never let a crisis go to waste, so they continue to push for more and more and more and more. But Johns Hopkins University, on its analysis, and I assume Johns Hopkins would qualify as a medical research group, would you not agree? Said this concludes that lockdowns have had little to no public health effects. They have imposed enormous economic and social costs where they've been adopted. In consequence, lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. I told you about this yesterday. Have you seen it anywhere on any of the state-controlled media? Nope, I'm afraid not. It's not just the networks avoiding it. I'm looking at a gathering of five liberal networks, according to a group that did the survey, CNN, NNN, MSNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, all ignored the anti-lockdown warnings, all of them ignoring it. It wasn't just them. The New York Times, the Washington Post, AP, Reuters, USA Today, Axios, Politico, all turned a blind eye to the fact that the lockdowns were ineffective and did not work. And yet, we crippled our economy. In fact, the entire world crippled the economy. And we've frightened children for who knows how long. And on top of that, many who have died didn't get surgery treatment they needed because they couldn't get in the hospitals. And on top of that, that did create more conspiracy concerns. Now, would you not, as a news organization, Associated Press, let's begin with you, would you not at least put the story out? It did not, nor did Reuters. I'm not done with dealing with censorship in this hour. I got a lot more. I'm going to go back out to Whoopi Goldberg. Stand by.
Larry Connors USA.
So Whoopi Goldberg made remarks the other day on The View where she was talking about the Holocaust. And she was saying it was not really anything like a race war. Whoopi Goldberg.
They had issues with ethnicity, not with race, because most of the Nazis were white people and most of the people they were attacking were white people. So to me, I'm thinking, how can you say it's about race if you are fighting each other? So it all really began because I said, how will we explain to children what happened in Nazi Germany? This wasn't racial. This was about white on white.
White on white can't be racial. That was her explaining what she meant to say in more detail, more specific on the, I believe it was the Colbert Show. Trying to explain away what she was saying. Well, either way, The View that she had made the original statements on with ABC decided to suspend her. But the reaction has not been that good as to effectively suspending her. Now, the ABC insiders are neither pleased, according to several sources, with her comments nor her apology, and think that she should be disciplined. And what they've basically been giving her at this point may be is give her a paid vacation. Maybe that's what it's going to amount to. Not sure if you're going to get paid yet or not. And you got those rushing to her aid, saying, well, she didn't mean it that way. You're misconstruing. Cut her some slack. Always cut the left some slack if they misstate or do something wrong. If you're conservative, you don't get any slack in the rope whatsoever. It just tightens around your neck. And here came Don Lemon Fruitcake yesterday saying that, look, we need to consider she's on the program called The View, so let's kind of put it in context there. Let's just work with that. And said she doesn't have a history of anti-Semitism, and she has a huge platform, and that she's actually an ally to the Jewish community, and we shouldn't be doing this to her. And in this environment, we have to be allies to each other. Sometimes your allies say something stupid, which I guess he's saying she did say. Sometimes they say dumb things, which he said again. But guess what? They're your allies, or at least on your side, trying to learn. In other words, he's siding with Whoopi. Think it's unfair. And I mentioned yesterday, I don't know that she's anti-Semitic in any way, and I mentioned her name, Goldberg. I didn't really know the history, but I decided to take a close look at it, and so did someone else decide to make some remarks about it. Turns out that she was born... Let me see. Let me get the name again here right. I don't want to misstate it. She was born, I think the last name was Johnson, and she chose the name as a stage name. And Al Franken came forward and made comments along that line. And I'm going to have to pick up part of the story in the next segment because I can't find the exact quote. And I do not like giving out false or misleading information. But Al Franken came out of nowhere, who had, of course, had to be, who removed himself, resigned from Congress on allegations of sexual misconduct. And he said, she's not anti-Semitic. She chose the name to call herself Goldberg as a stage name. I started referencing the name Goldberg yesterday, and I did to some extent, saying that sounds like that could be a Jewish name. I don't know if she really is or isn't. Don't know her religion. But I thought, oh, sure, somebody would be attacking me for that. Well, we're going to get into the CNN meltdown, and I'm going to cry a lot. Get your tissues ready. Ackerman Toyota has the perfect new or pre-owned car for you, but Jay Ackerman also has a mission to help charities that make a difference. Ackerman Toyota supports food banks, veterans groups, head injury victims, charities battling cancer. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You had a meeting yesterday, internal. Anchor Jake Tapper called Chris Cuomo a hostage who is, I'm sorry, a terrorist who is holding the network hostage, called him the bad guy, as if Jeff Zucker here is the good guy. And reports now are saying that Jeff Zucker and his girlfriend, who was one of the top executives there, Allison Gullist, coached then-Governor Andrew Cuomo on interviews on how to best attack then-President Trump at the time on his handling of COVID. Yet CNN is lionizing Jeff Zucker, this activist president, as if he's the most ethical, most successful network president in history. And let's talk about the successful part, by the way. CNN has lost 90% of its audience from the same date in 2021. Think about that. 10 people who were watching CNN 1 year ago, 9 of them have left the room now.
And the one still there is probably fallen asleep. Those remarks from Joe Concha. He's with The Hill, writes for The Hill, but also a contributor for Fox. He's talking about what's happening inside CNN and NNN right now in the demise of not just Jeff Zucker, the guy responsible for supposedly building the CNN warship and then also destroying it at the same time in any credibility and ratings. He did resign because it was pointed out that he was having an inappropriate relationship with a chief marketing officer. But apparently everyone at CNN and NN had known about it for years and said nothing. This came apart in the beginning, maybe, to unravel when Zucker was dealing with Chris Cuomo, one of his prime anchors at night, on just before Don Lemon Fruitcake. And Chris Cuomo, now replaced at least part-time by Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper. But Chris Cuomo was helping his brother, then Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, fend off allegations of harassment, sexual molestation, things of that nature from various women. And Chris was telling his brother, here's how we would treat it. Here's how to do it. I'll check on some of the facts, see what we can find about some of these, he didn't call them bimbos. That's what Bill Clinton did back during the days that he was being accused. But basically saying, I'll help find out what we can to discredit these women for you. So when word got out that he was helping his brother do that, Chris Cuomo said, well, I got to help my brother. That's what it is, but I just won't do any more of those stories. And Jeff Zucker gave Chris Cuomo a pass because they're looking at the money. Got to keep the money coming in, and maybe he was helping. But then the investigation into Chris Cuomo widened, and there became more complaints about that how he was treating women. And then with those on his desk, Zucker had to send Cuomo packing. So the Zucker statement reads this. As part of the investigation into Chris Cuomo's tenure at CNN, I was asked about a consensual relationship with my closest colleague, someone I've worked with for more than 20 years. I acknowledge the relationship evolved in recent years. I was required to disclose it when it began, but I didn't. I was wrong, so I'm resigning. Now, the chief marketing officer, the woman he was having the relationship with, she's going to remain. She released her own statement. Jeff and I have been close friends and professional partners for over 20 years. Recently, our relationship changed during COVID. Oh, my God, I did not know COVID would do that. First of all, I thought you're supposed to stay 6 feet away. In fact, I've been really interested in seeing what we're going to see 9 months from the beginning of COVID, how many births are up or down. You really staying 6 feet away? They were on two different floors of the same building. And she adds in her statement, I regret we didn't disclose at the right time. I'm incredibly proud of my time at CNN. Look forward to blah, 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 blah. Zucker took over CNN as chief in 2013 and then started pushing all the extreme left material. Oh, yeah, it got the progressives watching, got the Democrats, and, of course, they would feature any Democrat, any progressive, and especially when Trump came on the scene, it made things even bigger. And Brian Stelter is the so-called ombudsman, basically, that's supposed to report on anything, even inside his own house, it might be wrong. And he knew about this relationship, and he said, word not one. So there's a call now, of course, that Stelter should be fired. And one insider is telling the Daily Mail the cause to fire CNN, as he describes a misinformation maven, Brian Stelter, allegedly our top media reporter, is coming from inside. If he wants to say he didn't know, he's truly terrible at about a job if he didn't and everyone else did. So Brian Stelter should be on the chopping block as well. Again, the words of Joe Concha, contributor of The Hill and Fox News contributor.
To believe that a network president of about 10 years has to abruptly resign because of a consensual relationship with another single executive? Not one person on the planet believes this yet. This is what CNN's media correspondent is trying to push. The bottom line is that Chris Cuomo apparently has the goods, the receipts on his former boss, and he wants to get paid out on his contract at this point. And to think that nobody knew about this relationship or CNN's media correspondent is suddenly shocked and surprised by all of this. He was very close to the network president, probably still is, probably still texting him multiple times a day on how to handle this. So what happens from here? That's up to the new stakeholders from Discovery. When they take over, they're going to look at this culture here at CNN and say, okay, who needs to stay and who needs to go, where we could get this stench off of us at this point.
If they can get the stench off of them. One of the insiders being quoted in the Daily Mail says, Brian's Stelter should be calling his agent, start looking for another job. He's been Jeff Zucker's water boy for years. Read between the lines. That means he's been arse kissing all this time and doing whatever Zucker wanted him to do. He never did any stories condemning his own network or his own people. always giving an excuse and a way out. Then you got Don Lemon Fruitcake still on the air. And Don Lemon Fruitcake got into a discussion last year with when Chris Cuomo was still on the air with him about the people that support Trump and Klansmen, and that they're all the same group. They're all race. This very much like Whoopi was saying, you could not have the Holocaust and call it a race war because it's white people against white people. Don Lemon Fruitcake then stepping up and apologizing for her and saying, well, she made a mistake. We all need to stick together. I want to take you back to what he was saying back in January 2021, trying to teach us about principles. Listen to this crap.
Principal people, conservative or liberal, never on the Klan side. Principal people, conservative or liberal, never on the Nazi side. Principal people who are conservative or liberal, never on the side that treats their fellow Americans as less than, that says that your fellow Americans should not exist, that says your fellow Americans should be in a concentration camp.
See, principled people should never say stuff like that. So he's preaching morality to you. And the question was, at that time, raised by Chris Cuomo, and yet you got these folks that voted for Trump. Well, here's where Lemon decides to reverse everything he just said about being principled and demonize the opposition.
You voted for Trump. You voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support. You voted for the person who the alt-right supports. That's the crowd that you are in. You voted for the person who incited a crowd to go into the Capitol and potentially take the lives of lawmakers, took the lives of police officers.
Well, first of all, he's factually incorrect. They didn't take the lives of any police officers. He makes it sound like they killed police officers. They did not. The January 6th event was wrong. We stated that repeatedly. But can you at least try to stick to one simple fact? No police officers were killed. Yes, one died, but not related to an attack. Unless it was a panic attack or a heart attack related, you want to try to tie that up. I want to go back to, I was talking earlier in the previous segment about, it disgusts me that Don Lemon Fruitcake thinks he's qualified to lecture us on morality and trust and facts. Back on Whoopi Goldberg, because Don Lemon stood up for her and saying, well, she's one of us, we got to kind of take care of her. And Al Franken, as I'd said earlier, was stating that he was talking about that he came forward. Al Franken, of course, had resigned from the Senate in 2018, allegations of sexual misconduct. And he pointed out that, well, she was born with a different name. She was born Karen Elaine Johnson. She adopted the name Goldberg, so it proves she's not anti-Semitic. Does that not sound racist on the face value? Wait till you hear what Nancy Pelosi says coming up.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You're there to compete. Do not risk incurring the anger of the Chinese government because they are ruthless. I know there is a temptation on the part of some to speak out while they are there. I respect that, but I also worry about what the Chinese government might do.
That is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to play it again here in a moment. I'm going to ask Mike, have it ready. We're going to play it again in a moment. That's a statement she released regarding our Olympians while they're at Beijing. Maybe you're aware, maybe you even watched the so-called opening of the Beijing Olympics last night. I didn't, so I couldn't tell you what happened. I haven't really looked for anything. I don't know where we stand on silver, gold, medal count, or whatever else. I do know that several athletes have been banned from participating because of COVID test positive at this point. They may be ready for their event when it comes up. But here is the Speaker of the House speaking on behalf of our country to our Olympians in China. Keep your lips shut. And I'm not the only one. Numerous folks are looking at this and saying, what the hell nonsense is this? Why'd we even allow them to go over there? They were all told, do not take your personal phone or any computer device of any type because it certainly will be hacked. And they're not going to be allowed to go anywhere they choose as they normally would in Olympics. They have handlers. Read that, Chinese communist spies with them at all times, watching over what they do. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican, Tennessee. Look at the way Pelosi responded. This is disgusting to tell our athletes. Don't tell us what you're seeing. Just keep your mouth shut. We are very concerned for the safety and security of these athletes. We're also very concerned about the human rights abuses the Communist Party is carrying out. We know there's a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to the UN leadership, when it comes to the Biden administration, Pelosi's comments, all those statements by Senator Blackburn. And then she said, but the way they're treating these games, allowing a U.S. broadcast network to be there broadcasting these games? NBC, the Peacock. And, of course, they're looking for hopefully making a lot of money on it. And we have major U.S. corporations involved in supporting the Olympics. All of it under the banner of the U.S. Olympic Committee, which did vote and accept the rest of the other committee votes that it be moved to Beijing for this time. Never should have been there. Secretary of State Pompeo, when he had served under Trump, said, yeah, we should have made a bigger stand and said, don't do it. But we didn't. And now you got Nancy Pelosi warning them, we worry about your safety. And she says, basically, she's saying, if you speak out, they might grab you and torture you. You might just disappear. She knows what could happen. Listen to her again on behalf of our national government, Nancy Pelosi, not encouraging our players to do great, but be fearful.
You're there to compete. Do not risk incurring the anger of the Chinese government because they are ruthless. I know there is a temptation on the part of some to speak out while they are there. I respect that. But I also worry about what the Chinese government might do.
Now, another point comes to mind when she says how ruthless. I know they're ruthless. Senator Dianne Feinstein in California, we know her husband has dealings with the Chinese. We know Hunter Biden has had dealings with the Chinese, and Papa Biden Joe is probably also wrapped up in some of those dealings. Nancy Pelosi may well have some business dealings with the Chinese, so don't do anything to disrespect and disrupt that pipeline of money. Is that what she's also saying? I'm asking. I don't know. I'm just asking. They know they're ruthless. In other words, we know they are committing genocide of the Uyghur Muslims and moving slave trading to a new high. Where's all the Democrats concerned about slavery, especially on the NBA court, wearing Nike swoosh shoes produced in China with slave labor? Oh, I'm sorry, they moved some of it to Thailand or the Philippines or somewhere else, but they're still controlling it, and the money goes to the Chinese Communist Party in the process as well. Now the media company News Corp announcing it's been a victim of a cyber attack likely to benefit the Chinese government, targeting businesses including the New York Post, Dow Jones, and others. This is just the beginning. And we're in China now, supposedly celebrating the Great Olympics. I do wish the best for our Olympians. I hope to hell the Chinese have to put some gold around Americans' necks, but also worry they might also follow up with a rope around their neck. So pray for our Olympians while they're there. and the administration suddenly acknowledging that it's dangerous. I want to thank you, as always, for listening. I appreciate you either listening and or watching our live stream at Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.